Loyalist and Republican paramilitaries continue to exercise control over communities in Northern Ireland, according to the latest report of the body monitoring their activity. The Independent Reporting Commission says while activity remains in line with previous years, there were some shocking incidents involving both Loyalists and Republicans. We've been talking to IRC Commissioner Monica McWilliams, who says 2023 was a mixed year in terms of paramilitarism.
Well, it has been a mixed year in the sense that on the negative side, there was the shooting of Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell, which raised the threat level in Northern Ireland from substantial to severe. But there was also a number of incidents under the banner of Loyalist paramilitarism, including a very high-profile drug gang feud. And it kind of shows you how quickly things can escalate in Northern Ireland still. Along with the coercive control that we're very aware of because we're out and about and going into these communities where paramilitaries are operating. But on the positive side, there was also a lot of work by the Tackling Paramilitarism, Criminality and Organised Crime programme, which has been in place, like ourselves in the Commission now, for the last 6 years. And this is our sixth report, so we've been reporting on over 100 projects that have been in the areas that are very deprived and disadvantaged and where paramilitarism, sad to say, can be thriving. I mean, in some of those areas, the statistics would show that 50% of that community is very aware and affected by paramilitarism. It's not the case across Northern Ireland, but it is the case in certain communities. And we would like to see an end to that. And hence our recommendations are not just about taking a criminal justice approach through policing, which is very important, but also taking a socioeconomic approach and tackling a lot of that disadvantage. And we make a recommendation around education and poverty. But the recommendation that we're really focusing on, and we're pleased to see the two governments at the Intergovernmental Conference this year, because it is the 25th anniversary, is to take this to the next step. And in our discussions with the groups on ground and communities, it was proposed to us last year that although individuals have transitioned away from paramilitarism and communities have been in transition, and many of them have moved away off the scene, that there is a need for a process for group transition. And so we recommended that an independent person be appointed. The two governments have taken that seriously and have made a statement at their intergovernmental conference last month on giving that serious consideration. So that will be the focus of our ongoing work.
You say also that instability at the political level has not helped, the absence of an administration at Stormont. To what extent is that creating the conditions in which paramilitarism can continue to flourish?
Well, it has a huge impact, really, because the budgets are being affected, and the policing budget in particular. Neighbourhood policing is really important. The best information comes from the communities. And the police tell us that they have had to cut back on neighbourhood policing, which was one of the successes in terms of the reforms after the Good Friday Agreement. So we do not wish to see that going backwards. And that's why we need a functioning executive. It's also the case that we need to clear a budget for all the work that was going on in the community and is continuing. We've been through two phases of communities in transition. And I've been out and witnessed the excellent work that's been done there in community resilience, the work that youth workers and many of the community projects do in tackling paramilitarism in their areas. And that needs to be sustained. And without an executive in place, there are concerns over the funding for those projects, as you might expect in the coming year. So that instability does not help. And there are no grounds for complacency in relation to this very important issue. We've argued and recommended that there be a statement in the programme for government about tackling paramilitarism. I mean, Joe Kennedy has been here as a special envoy and has brought investors from Northern Ireland, from the United States to Northern Ireland. And one of the things that quite rightly many of them might ask is how stable the situation is, both in terms of a functioning government, but also in terms of what's happening at the grassroots, what's happening around coercive control in these communities.
The ultimate objective, presumably, is that the paramilitary organisations would cease to exist. They disband, they'd be gone. But that's something you say that has to involve voluntary action by the groups themselves.
That's correct. We have been engaged with discussions over the years, as indeed was the case during the talks, the peace talks 25 years ago, with people themselves taking those groups out of the scene. There has been a recent expulsion of East Belfast UVF. It has been done peacefully, and it should have been done long ago. And that would be an example of transition if it was to continue. And so the groups will have to be involved in this. They will have to be engaged in this, and hence the reason why we recommended an independent person be appointed in order to have those discussions, in order to have the powers to have those discussions directly with the leaders who tell us that they wish to transition now to a different stage.
And that was IRC Commissioner Monica McWilliams speaking to me earlier.